This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki pledges to fulfill demands of GNG protesters and martyrs' families. Parliamentary committee calls for new immigration law to replace 33-year-old act. Kornaliyaks take on Lumini Lions. Kathmandu Gurkhas face Biratnagar Kings in NPL today. Sudurpashim Royals beat Pokhara Avengers by 18 runs in yesterday's match. And UN climate talks go into overtime as divisions over fossil fuels persist. Now, the news in detail. The government has authorized the Department of Passport to purchase 700,000 additional e-passports for the time being. A cabinet meeting held yesterday allowed the department to procure the passports from the current supplier through a variation order until new contractual agreements for e-passports issuance come into effect. Announcing the decision, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the move aims to ensure uninterrupted passport services, among other decisions. According to a press release from the Office of the President, President Ramchandra Pauril has signed the Nepal Special Service Second Amendment Ordinance 2082 Bikram Samvat following the recommendation by the Cabinet under the authority of Article 114(1) of the Constitution of Nepal. The ordinance must now await parliamentary review to be converted into a permanent law. On a different note, President Pauril has stressed that Nepal urgently needs skill-based, practical and moral education to meet the challenges of the modern era. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee ceremony, marking the 75th anniversary of Padma Kanya Multiple Campus, the President said educational institutions must prepare capable and high-quality human resources for the country's development. President Pauril also expressed concern over the rising trend of Nepalese students going abroad for higher studies. Reflecting on nation's political context, the President said Nepal has reached its current situation after passing through difficult circumstances. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has assured that the government will not compromise on the demands put forward by Gen Z protesters and families of those who lost their lives during the movement. In a discussion yesterday with three groups representing protesters, martyrs, families and injured, the Prime Minister said that an agreement between the government and the Gen Z representatives has reached its final stage. The groups pressed the government to immediately sign the agreement, take prompt action against those responsible for suppression and prevent what they described as attempts at a counter-revolution. Prime Minister Karki urged them to recognize the government's constitutional and legal limits on certain demands and encouraged the groups to prepare for participation in upcoming elections and to pursue radical change through peaceful democratic means. The Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee of Parliament has called for the immediate drafting of a new Nepal Immigration Act, saying the current law enacted in 2049 Bikram Samvat is outdated and no longer meets today's needs. In a meeting yesterday, the committee also urged the government to introduce an auxiliary law to ensure effective implementation of the existing act until a new one is prepared. Committee Chairperson Maya Prasad Sharma said the 33-year-old law fails to reflect current realities, including technological advancements. Experts participating in the meeting warned that under the Legislation Act 2081 Bikram Samvat, some older laws may become inactive, making it urgent for the government to prepare updated subsidiary legislation. The meeting also highlighted the need to streamline visa procedures, warning that overly strict systems may push Nepalese to use irregular routes through third countries. Local administration and Gen Z representatives in Bara district have reached a three-point agreement to ensure a fair investigation into the recent Simara incident. The talks were held yesterday at the Armed Police Forces Technical Training Institute in Patlaya. Chief District Officer Dharmendra Kumar Mishra said both sides agreed to guarantee the safety of Gen Z youths, coordinate treatment for those injured in the Simara skirmish and conduct a transparent probe. Tensions in Simara escalated on Wednesday following a clash between CBN-UML cadres and Gen Z youths, prompting authorities to impose curfews on Wednesday and Thursday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to speed up the peace process and ensure justice for victims of the conflict era. Issuing a statement on the 19th anniversary of the Comprehensive Peace Accord, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokharel called on the government to promptly address victims' complaints, implement the commission's recommendations, and prioritize victims' needs as the transitional justice process nears its completion. The Commission said that although some commitments made in 2006 peace accord have been fulfilled, the right of victims to timely justice remains unmet. Then the NHRC also expressed concerns that the victims' rights may be further overlooked in the aftermath of the Gen Z movement. It has been 19 years since the peace process began with the comprehensive peace accord signed between the government of Nepal and the then CPN Maoist. On November 21, 2006. The Nepal Dialogue Summit 2025, organized jointly by 46 organizations, concluded in Kathmandu yesterday, issuing the Kathmandu Declaration that emphasized the need for just and lasting peace following the September 8 and 9 Gen Z protest. The declaration highlighted that dialogue is a creative process to transform differences and disputes into opportunities and stressed that dialogue and mediation are vital tools to strengthen peace, suggesting that new legal provisions could be developed to engage negotiators effectively. The summit appealed to all institutions to work towards peace, good governance, and the protection of citizens' rights, reinforcing tolerance and justice. The International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICIMOD, has identified 46 glacial lakes in Kochi province as being at high risk, with the potential to cause catastrophic damage if they burst. Speaking at a discussion in Khatbari, ICIMOD expert Sarat Prasad Joshi said that while Nepal has 2,069 glacial lakes, only a small number in the Kochi region are considered highly vulnerable. In partnership with the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology and UNDP Nepal, risk reduction measures are being developed for these lakes. Experts warn that a glacial lake outburst could threaten settlements and infrastructure in the Arun Valley. Additionally, 13 lakes originating from Tibet could also pose risks to the northern areas. Now into sports updates. Sudar Pashim Royals defeated the Pokhara Avengers by 18 runs in their Nepal Premier League NPL match last evening at the TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. Batting first, Sudar Pashim posted a strong total of 193 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Pokhara managed just 175 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. The win gives Sudar Pashim 4 points from 2 consecutive victories, while Pokhara remain winless after 2 matches. Two games are scheduled for the weekend today. The first at 11:15 a.m. between Karnali Yaks and Lumbini Lions, followed by a day-night match at 4 p.m. between Kathmandu Gurkhas and Biratnagar Kings. Now on to an international news update. United Nations climate negotiations in Belém, Brazil have stressed past their scheduled deadline as countries remain sharply divided over a draft agreement that does not mention phasing out fossil fuels. Delegates continued closed-door talks late Friday in hopes of reaching a deal at the COP30 summit. The absence of any reference to oil, gas or coal in the draft has raised alarm among climate experts and activists who say fossil fuels are the primary driver of global warming. Several nations have already stated that they will not support an agreement that fails to include a clear roadmap for phasing out fossil fuels. Developing countries, many of them on the front lines of climate impacts, are demanding that wealthier nations take on a greater share of the financial burden of addressing the crisis. The negotiations came amid stark warnings from the UN Environment Programme, which recently said the world is very likely to exceed the 1.5 degrees Celsius warming limit within the next decade. A report from Amnesty International also cautioned that expanding fossil fuel projects could put 2 billion people at risk. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has expected the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province, and the remaining areas is likely to remain clear. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall in one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki province today. The division has also stated that currently there is a partial influence of the westerly wind across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Sushila Karki pledges to fulfill demands of Gen Z protesters and martyrs' families. Parliamentary committee calls for a new immigration law to replace 33-year-old act. Karnali Yaks take on Lumbini Lions, Kathmandu Gurkhas face Biratnagar Kings in NPL today, Sudur Pashim Royals beat Pokhara Avengers by 18 runs in yesterday's match. And UN climate talks go into overtime as divisions over fossil fuels persist. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.